WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
It's 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you as well after 6 p.m. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight we do have chance showers and thunderstorms, low of 71. Tomorrow showers and thunderstorms are likely with high of 84. Friday a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, mostly sunny with high of 86. Here's Tom Cochran on Max FM.
It looks like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Now like I loved you then, this is the road and these are the hills. For more
80s, 90s, and more.
Tainted love.
99.7 XFM.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say.
It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Wednesday night. Okay, we asked a question a little bit earlier tonight, and now we're going to get you the answer because I know everyone wants to know. All right, 5% of people who love ranch dressing admit they have dipped this in ranch. Pop-Tarts! Yuck, no way, I couldn't do that. I like a lot of things with my Pop-Tarts. Ranch dressing is not one of them. Here's Tears for Fears on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Some more 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Wednesday night. Heard her and talk about doggy breeds this afternoon, and we had Carol Texan, Pixie the Boston Terrier. I love dogs. What can I say? What's my favorite dog breed? Well, of course, it is an English Springer Spaniel. That's what Stout is. That's what Ace was. Ace was one of those most lovable dogs, most chill dogs ever. He was a Springer Spaniel, remember? And they're normally pretty busy dogs. I can tell you that because Stout's very busy all the time. Ace, on the other hand, he was so chill, he could walk down the street next to me without a leash on and just keep walking right next to me. It didn't matter who walked by, nor a dog, nor a person. He stayed right by my side. I had a coworker one time say, hey, remember we have a leash law? And the dog carrying his leash is not the appropriate answer. And I said, yeah, I know, but he's got his leash on him. It was already hooked on him. He was walking himself. Stone, on the other hand, no way would I let him off leash, not even in our yard, because you know what? He's always looking around for something, running around like a little goofball. Love him, but lots of energy. We do get him up north a little bit. We do let him run around on a 30-foot lead up there, and he just loves it. He runs all over the place. But the minute that I'm somewhere else, he's right there with me. He kind of got out the door on us on Saturday as we're getting right head back to town. He goes flying out the door, and then he comes running right up to me and sits down next to me. What are we doing next, Dave? Well, I opened the car door. He hopped right in, thankfully, and I was glad he didn't run all over. Better yet, I was glad he didn't get into the mud or the water, because then we had a wet dog all the way home. My in-law's dog, Dodger, used to do that all the time. The minute they get ready to leave, he'd go running down by the pier, get into all that muck, and then jump in the water, and then they'd have to ride home with the wet dog. Not the greatest thing, let me tell you. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Cheap Trick on Max FM.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms, some could be strong. Warm and muggy with a low in the upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, more storms possible. Not as hot, but still humid, highs in the low 80s. Heating back up Friday and plenty of humidity, high upper 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 90.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I'm I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been hiding, never letting it show.
Bonnie Tyler on Max FM.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
In your
I can do. total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
touch you twice. I won't let go.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Wednesday. The key to dieting unsuccessfully is conveniently forgetting to what you've eaten from day to day. There's a new report out on snacking, and it found the average person skips 3 meals a week. The average person also eats 3 snacks every day, with chips and fruit being the most popular choices. Crackers were next, followed by cookies and ice cream. Only 25% of people say they're very aware of their daily nutritional value of protein in their snacks and what they offer. Even if they're very aware, that is zilch. One problem is that most people choose some healthy meals intentionally, but they don't account for everything they put into their mouth. The average person only remembers 50% of everything that they ate over the last 3 days. I pretty much remember everything that I ate, but I'm not going through that list because, yeah, some of them would get me in a little bit of trouble if my doctor is listening. Now, Wendy kids me a lot, and I know she's not listening right now, so I can get away with this, that I have my snack bag, aka my backpack, and I do put snacks in it. Well, yeah, you never know when I'm going to get a little hungry, and I try to have something with me. But unfortunately, my snack bag is empty tonight, so, yeah, I'm hungry, but hey, what's new, right? Coming up, our 50-minute Muscar continues with Roxette on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
99.7 Max FM.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. A heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you.
It's 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Wednesday night. Now I've got Corey Hartman wandering through the studio. I'm not quite sure what he's doing here, but I think he's probably looking for snacks because he kind of headed towards the kitchenette area. So if I'm betting, he's on the hunt for snacks. Well, I hope there are still some in there because I know I haven't eaten any of them. There's always something good in there. I know there's going to be some very good things in there in a couple of weeks. Just saying. Here's Aha on Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.